Time for our food spot now and our focus on artisan foods, local artisan foods. If you're in Donegal, Tyrone, Derry and you're an artisan food producer, feel free to get in touch and we could have you on the show, hopefully. Well, Donegal rapeseed oil is the oil of choice of chefs like Nevin Maguire and Brian McDermott, to name but two. Nevin has said that he loves the flavour and the versatility and says it transforms anything that you use it in. Donegal rapeseed oil is based in Raphoe and it is a genuine Donegal success story. And Austin Dignan now of Donegal rapeseed oil joins me in the studio. You're more than welcome.
Thanks for joining.
And it is a real success story. So let's start at the start. How did it come to be? How did you get the notion that, you know what, I'm going to start producing rapeseed oil?
Yeah. Well, I suppose, first of all, the idea would have emerged from an article that was written in the Irish Farmers Journal back in 2007 by the then editor, Mr. Matt Dempsey.
Right.
And he pointed to what he seen as an opportunity at the time for a home-produced cooking oil. So I suppose I knew from previous experience that I had here in Donegal that we could actually grow rapeseed oil here in Donegal. And I also knew that all the cooking oils that were being used in the country were being imported. So I suppose from there on, basically, we went on and carried out the research. Mm-hmm. And after the research, it became clear that we could be first in the field with a better quality cooking oil at the right price, locally produced, and displacing imports and creating jobs. Yeah. So really it ticked all the boxes for us from the outset.
Being first was a big thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was in many ways in that, and probably has stood to us since then, but being first, there's a lot of learning to be done. And yeah, it was new territory.
Mm. So it was all a learning curve and new to, I presume, many of the people that you engaged, whether it was new growers or people working in the processing and so on.
Yeah, well, certainly, yes, it was a huge education job to be done. First of all, on the consumers. But we were very fortunate from the outset in that regard, in that local chefs, and you mentioned Brian McDermott there, were very quick to see the opportunity and to see the benefits of Donegal rapeseed oil. And, of course, Martin Anderson was also very quick to see it. Now, Brian would have done a lot of work for us since in terms of new product development. But we were also very lucky from the outset that Nevin Maguire became aware of the oil. Actually, right here in Letterkenny at a charity cook show that he'd done for the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital. We had a trade stand there and he approached us and he was blown away by the oil from the outset. Mm. And ever since he has been using it, and he uses it regularly in McNean House and he has it on his TV shows virtually all the time.
Yeah,
many TV appearances.
He mentions
that has been good for us, yeah.
Exactly, he mentions it regularly on
absolutely,
his TV shows.
Absolutely,
he's very vocal about it. And one of the great things that I find about it is the high cooking temperature. You can cook it at a high temperature and there's no burning. So
that's correct. For instance, if you're cooking a steak, you won't get the taste of burnt oil off the steak when it's cooked in Donegal rapeseed oil. You'll just get the taste of the meat itself.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some things need to be cooked at a high temperature, steak being a perfect example.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so your signature oil is the Irish cold-pressed virgin rapeseed oil. And it's a high quality product. So it's up there with a virgin olive oil. And now it's seen as, Donegal is front and centre in this. And it's
yes. Well, as far as comparing it with olive oil, for instance, or virgin olive oil, as you said, John, it would only have half the saturated fat of olive oil. And it's higher in the omegas 3, 6, and 9 and vitamin E. So it scores way up there in terms of the health benefits.
Yeah. Because we have the impression, and rightly so, that olive oil is better for us than other oils and Mediterranean diet and all the rest of it. And not many people might know that rapeseed oil is actually healthier.
Yes, yes. Well, Donegal rapeseed oil, again, distinguishes itself among other rapeseed oils. Consumers tell us all the time that it has a unique taste and they describe it as being light and delicate and that it's not overpowering at all or doesn't interfere with the flavour of other ingredients in your cooking. So we're continually being asked all the time, where is this unique taste coming from? So we have some work ongoing in this, and so far we have identified two what we consider major factors that are contributing to that. And one of them is the soil, and the other is the climate conditions that in which our crops are grown.
Right.
So when we examine the soil situation, our crops are grown in a unique soil. The soil that we have here in the Finn and the Foyle Basin is known as soil type number 20 and cannot be found anywhere else in the country.
So that makes it unique.
And then, of course, the climate, well, as you know, we have a much cooler climate and we have cooler growing conditions for the crop as a result. And, of course, then we have exposure to the prevailing North Atlantic winds. So the crop is somewhat windswept as well.
And the crop is gathered from a number of farmers. It's a cooperative. Yep. It's a collection of farmers.
A collection of farmers, yeah. We have a total of 55 growers, all in East Donegal, part of Derry, stretching from Limavady to Oma. And they'll be all operating to a very high standard. They're all established tillage growers.
Right. And then once it's harvested, then where does the process take you from there?
Yeah, after harvesting, we take it. We take the seed from the farm to our plant at Castledurg. And there it is dried down to a moisture content of 7%. It can come in anywhere from, depending on the weather conditions at harvest, and it can come in anywhere from 10 to maybe 20. So it has to be dried down for storage. Then it's cleaned and it's taken to our oil press where the oil is squeezed out from the seed, separated from the seed, and there's no heat treatment. It's called cold pressing. So it's a pure process. There's no heat treatment or no engagement with solvents or chemicals of any kind.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a pure product that goes forward into our filtering process, where it's filtered three times, and from there to bottling and labelling for dispatch.
And you've diversified because you have the main and signature oil, but then there's others. There's an oil with chilli now, there's an oil with garlic, an oil with lemon, and you know what? Let's just taste some of these because you very kindly brought some in.
Yes.
And the one with chilli, I'm well familiar of your signature oil, but the one with chilli I haven't tasted before.
Yes.
So I'm sure there'll be a kick out of this. Well, there's a distinctive oily... Oh, yeah. It takes a second, but it kicks in.
Yes, indeed, yeah. 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 People like this one for pasta and such dishes as that, you know. Very popular, actually. Very popular in some parts of the country.
Right, I can imagine. Yeah. And, the one that I'm looking forward to now is the one with lemon, because
yes.
I can see that having a lot of different uses. And
yeah, generally, people use that for cooking fish and chicken. Okay. And indeed, some people use it for desserts, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can understand how it would be used with the fish, rather. So.
Yes.
Mmm. And straight away, you get that lovely, lovely taste of lemon. And a nice natural taste of lemon.
Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah, indeed, that one is very popular also. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you've diversified as well in that you have a honey and mustard dressing.
Yeah, this
so
one
is that now is that a road that you know you can see more more opportunity?
Oh yeah, we're currently engaged in a lot of research around new product development, and we're hoping to develop a much wider range of products based on Donegal rapeseed oil. So we hope to be coming forward with those over the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, brilliant. Let me just have a quick sample of the dressing, and honey and mustard, which is always a popular salad dressing. And
yeah. Well, this one was developed locally for us by Brian McDermott, and it's hugely popular all over the country.
Mm. And a lovely kick off it as well. And straight away, you can taste the essential ingredients there. The mustard hits you, and then there's a nice sweet taste of the honey
yes.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
lovely. And it's as I mentioned at the outset, you know, it's a genuine Donegal success story, and now your name, the Donegal name, is becoming synonymous with quality rapeseed oil, which is brilliant. And it's not just here in the northwest; it's right through the country.
Yeah, we have a nationwide distribution network in place now, and we're in over 2,000 outlets nationwide. We're in all of the 32 counties, and yeah, it's you know, people like Martin Shanahan, Mr. Fishy in Kinsale.
Yeah.
He uses it quite a bit in his restaurants and also in TV appearances.
Because it's great to have national names like that that endorse the product, and then the, you know, like some me would watch them and say, well, if it was good enough for Nevin Maguire, yes, Martin Shanahan, yep, then, you know, it's certainly good enough for me to be using at home.
Yeah, well, Donal Skehan is another great advocate of it as well, and he took time to include it in some of his programmes. He actually done some filming here in Donegal back in April, yeah, and it appeared on one of his programmes later on in the year.
And internationally then, actually I saw that programme, it was very good because he was so passionate about the oil and, you know,
yes,
its origins
indeed,
and stuff.
Yep, yep.
And so beyond Ireland, I mean, what's the opportunity now for other territories for marketing this abroad?
Yeah, well, we have quite a bit of interest from people, first of all, that come to visit Donegal and take it away as a gift, referred to it as a taste of Donegal when they're taking it back with them. We have interest also from the US and Dubai. And yeah, we're at advanced negotiation stage with people from Dubai at the moment. Actually, the oil is currently being used in the Hyatt Hotel in Dubai.
Brilliant. And your headquarters is in Rafoe?
Yeah, our headquarters is in Rafoe. All the admin and marketing and agronomy support for the farmers is based in Rafoe itself.
Well, you know, it's an example that I would imagine a lot of smaller food producers are looking at with envy and saying, you know what, that's what can be achieved and let's aim towards that. And then that goes from everything from, you know, branding and right down to the most important thing, the finished product. So so well done indeed. Thanks for taking time out this morning to come in and join us. Austin Deignan of Donegal Rapeseed.
Thank you, John.